Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Well, hallelujah. What a great God we serve. What an honor to be in God's presence this morning. Amen. Can we lift our hands and give God praise and give him glory and honor? Come on. Let's give him all adoration because he deserves it. Let's bless him from the depth of our heart, giving him praise, giving him glory, giving him adoration. Let's go ahead and give God praise. Let's go ahead and give God praise. Let's bless him. Oh, what a great God we serve. What a great God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You know, I want to give a counsel also today. Sometimes when we gather and pray, you know, having a lifestyle of prayer, pray for many things, the future, God settled, settled that. But you see, one of the things God gives to us is the opportunity most times to have more than what we could have asked or requested for, more than what we could have thought or imagined. And one of the ways God presents that opportunity is that he gives us the privilege to be a part of something big, but that is starting small. You see, I'm saying this intentionally so that we don't leave loose hands, that as we pray, we are not conscious of the strategies that God is using. So God gives everyone the opportunity in life. At some point, you will have the opportunity to be a part of something he's doing, but it will now require a man or a woman who have seen in the spirit to understand what God is doing or making out of these things. You see, as we go ahead to pray this morning, all right, be conscious of the things God has planted around you that is starting small. The privilege to be a part of something. I think I gave this illustration on Sunday, that it is almost impossible to see a cycle of friends who have established relationships, everyone is doing fine, and people love such and want to break into it. But it is better when you can build from the scratch. The character of commitment, of consistency, the character of faithfulness and loyalty. I'm saying this to the body of Christ, understanding that people are here from different denominations. You see, so that we are not praying and these things are not built. Because most times when God will answer the prayers, they will come through a route of character that has been built. Are you following what I'm saying here? They will come through the route of character that has been what? Maybe I sense strongly in my spirit that what has taken people years to accomplish, God is giving you the privilege to accomplish in days. I say again, I sense strongly in my spirit that you are having, God is giving you access to divine speed. You see, speed is not just the ability to run faster. Speed is the amplification of your steps. That is, God decides that even if they are baby steps, they cover more distance. That's speed. And I decree from today, there is that grace to cover. There is the 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 grace to cover. Now, beloved, as we pray this morning, let your eyes be opened. All right? I decree your eyes of understanding is flooded with light. Let your eyes be opened. Listen, listen well. Listen well. All right? I'm telling you the things I caught in the place of prayer. Are you following what I'm saying here? Yes. I don't come to this place without first personally crying to God. But listen, I sense strongly that many people will be having opportunities, but will be coming in small packages. It will require the ability to see the way God sees, to honor men even when they don't look like it, to believe in people even when they look opposite of the kind of future God is preparing for them, to be faithful, loyal, and committed to people, not because of what you can get out of it, but because of a character you have built through fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And you are going to begin to see testimonies. You see, the things that really endure are the things that are born out of lifestyles like this. You are going to begin to see testimonies, unbelievable testimonies. God is making all things new for you. I say God is making all things new for you. I say again, God is making all things new for you. You are going to be recommended in high places. A voice will speak for you in high places. You are going to be recommended in places that matters. In the name of Jesus, receive the wisdom to sustain relationships, the wisdom to keep it rolling. In the name of Jesus, receive the grace of high recommendations. In the name of Jesus. Amen. People of God, are we ready to praise God this morning? All right. I want us to bless God. One of the reasons why we're going to bless God well in a spectacular way this morning is because of the availability of His word. The availability of that His word is not scarce. Amen. That His word is not what? It's not scarce. Amen. I perceive strongly that this morning prayer is going to be loaded with so many prophetic instructions. Are you following what I'm saying here? Yeah. We must know how to balance it. It is one thing to pray, which is fantastic. But there is a wisdom practice with which you enter into your inheritance. That comes through instructions. Are you following what I'm saying here? That comes through what? Through instructions. It is that instruction that becomes the vehicle that God used to bring you there. Praise God. And I sense that somebody is breaking into a new phase. I don't know if that is you. I say, I don't know if that is you. I sense strongly somebody is breaking into a new phase. Be strong and be courageous. Listen, be strong and be courageous. You've been saying in your heart that why is the battle this sore? And why is it this fierce against me? Understand that when the devil gets into the place of attack, he doesn't give one blow. He gives series of attack, series of punches. But the God that we serve is able to bring you out of many tribulations. You go ahead and rejoice and be glad. He's bringing you out of your many waters, says the Lord. Amen. I said God is bringing you out of your many waters. Amen. Don't sit down in despair and bow your head in sorrow. God is bringing you out of many waters. Yes. I said God is bringing you out of many waters. Yes. And I see water flowing from taps where there's been scarcity. Yes. I said I see water flowing from taps where there's been scarcity. Yes. Hallelujah. How many of you have been perceiving that there is something new about this season? Is there anyone? Do I have a witness anywhere? Do I have a witness? You just know it, that you entered into something new. You entered into something new. And by the way, as we worship God this morning, I began to pray to God, you see, about the need. I love to see miracles. I love to see healings. Not because they massage my ego, right? But because I hate to see God's children in bondage. I hate it to see God's children in bondage. I hate to see God's children in pain and in agony for something that is not right in their life or their health. Hallelujah. And God said, some things have gone down because we have not been grateful enough. And He also spoke to me about some of you who received your healings, but never shared it, never testified. No, don't do that. Wholeness comes when there's gratitude. Let me quickly, I want to show you three secrets this morning. Three very, very powerful secrets. And if you understand this thing, let me say this to you. If you understand this thing, these things I want to share this morning, all right, nobody will be able to stop your rising. Are you following what I'm saying? Three very, very, very important secrets that everybody needs to have. Because, listen, no, many, many people are getting frustrated because it looks like everybody's praying, we are praying. Because I shared this story. I went to minister in a school. I don't want to mention the name of the school. Some of these, unfortunately for me, the people that should protocol where they know the kind of environment, but they just left me in the midst of some very vicious guys. Came at me, began to say all the things God has done today, the power manifestation, all those things. Ah, so what is the secret? You say, I mean, they were very, I don't even believe it's aggression of hunger. I don't understand. I've never seen that in my life. Say, what is the secret? Say, because if you say it's prayer and fasting, we'll not go take that one, because which will they pray? Oh God, calm down. They calm it down. All right. Apparently, they want to know what extra. But sometimes it is not the extra. It's about the revelation behind the basic things. It's not any extra. It's the what the revelation that you have behind the basic thing. Because I just want, if you can see it, I wish that everyone everywhere will understand these basic things. If you can see it, you've got to see it. So that as we are praying, all right, once in a while we have day out like this, and there's no occasion for the devil to rob you of your blessing, because you need the wisdom also. Jeremiah 30 verse 19. Listen to this scripture. I want to show you three scriptures. Jeremiah 30 verse 19 says, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make what? Merry. He said, I will multiply them, they won't be few. I will glorify them, they won't be small. Meaning that those who are merry at heart, those who give thanks, they will experience multiplication and glorification. One of the challenges God had with the Israelites, one of the problems they had in the wilderness was that they were always murmuring. They were always complaining. Nobody likes to have people around them who's always grumbling and complaining. Say, okay, now you have access, talk to me. Say, actually, in fact, people know me. Somebody say, I want to say, apostle, you have the access, okay, now let's talk. Say, actually, I've called you some 10 times, you didn't pick my call. I can't take this conversation. You don't start a conversation by blaming the person who has given. Go ahead to the matter. Many believers are not joyful anymore. It's not like God is not doing something, but it's just the spirit of ingratitude. The devil has narrowed their focus to what is not working. He has set their gaze. He has taken away their gaze from what is working. Gratitude functions through focus. You have to be focused. You have to be focused. You have to be focused. That's how gratitude works. How many of you are grateful to God this morning? Or you are comparing yourself with somebody, or wishing you have something? Are you grateful for the one God has given to you? Are you excited? Are you thanking Him? He has healed you. Are you grateful? He has blessed you. Are you grateful? Oh yes. That's the way it works. And you see, regardless of the situation, don't go through life as though everything is crashing in on you. Be grateful. The book of Psalms 100, it's verse 4. It said, enter into his gate with thanksgiving. Into his court with what? With praises. Enter into his court with praise. Thanksgiving and praise. Enter with praises. On Sunday, I taught a very, very important principle. I said many people have lost relationships because they are not expressive. In quotes, many say, I'm not the expressive type. I'm the introverted type. Hey, it is God that looks at the heart. Men look at the outward appearance. In fact, for favor to really work on your life, you have to find a way to be expressive. I'm just teaching you practical wisdom. Your boss is at work. He's celebrating his birthday. You won't wish him. See, I'm not that expressive. It is in my heart. I'm an intercessor for him. You can be an intercessor for a person and the person doesn't like you because you are not wise. However, God looks at the heart. Abi, he does. He also said, express your praises. Express your thanksgiving. In fact, in that Psalms 100, he said that enter into his gate with thanksgiving, all right, and with, all right, enter into his court with praise. Meaning that as far as those gates opening are concerned, you have to be expressive. Now, God, now. There are many people God could have used for you. But because of this, your lack of expression, you've lost out on many things. Look at David. David was expressive before God. He never hesitated to express his joy and gratitude and dance and everything. That's his wisdom. Is there somebody this morning who wants to be expressive? Will you get up on your feet and jump and do some funny things? and say, I just want to thank you, O Lord. Will you learn to make this a lifestyle? Will you learn to make this a lifestyle? Learn to make this a... Be expressive. Be expressive. Hallelujah. So you have to master the secret, the heart of gratitude. Tell your neighbor, master the heart of gratitude. Be grateful. Let me give us 1 minute. Lift your hands and thank him. Just 1 minute. Go ahead and say, God, I just want to thank you. All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Lift your voice now. Just thank him and thank him. Be truly grateful. Be truly grateful. Oh, yes. Be truly grateful. Be truly grateful. Be truly grateful. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let me tell you something. The second one I want to show you is very, very powerful. It is something very, very powerful. I've spoken in this regard before, but I'm going to say some things I've not said before. Hear what I want to say now. Hold it in your left hand. I think you have said that, so you don't eat with it. When you're a lefty, hold it in your right hand, so you don't eat with it. What I'm about to show you now is very, very important principle. All right, one time I began to give my eyes no sleep. I said, I just watched Bishop Oyedepo. I said, the way this man is talking, if you repeat what this man is saying, you may not necessarily get the result until you know where he's talking from. So I began to investigate what are the practices of these men. Oh, yes, I've read their books, but there's more. What is consistent in their character? So one night I've searched throughout the night. I've checked all the videos I could find, his emphasis and all that. And when I got tired, it was around past 5 a.m. I said, well, let me go and rest more so I can get into the activity of the day. Then I saw a last video that popped up. And I said to myself, this is it. I found it. That day I knew I found it. And what did I see? Listen to this principle. I'm going to tell you some things you don't know about church history in the body of Christ in Nigeria. I saw a video of him giving a visit to the wife of one of his friends who had passed on. And you know, the way he was with the family, he sat down with them, encouraged them, prayed for them. I said, this is the secret. This man is a man that has respect on covenant. He doesn't leave people, whether in death or alive. Then the Lord began to remind me of his covenant, his relationship with Archbishop Bessie, the Osas family. Every year, you still see the commitment. I think people that were just seeing recently when Mama clocked 80, if I'm correct. And it was the one that held her by the hand into the church. I said, this is this man's secret. I know there are many more, but this is the secret. Many believers don't have respect on covenant. There's something Yoruba called Igida Eyefo. The branch is broken. The bird flies away. And let me say this to you. Some of you are still playing around life. You see, it is God who knows who will be there with you when everyone has left. But you must make up your own mind that you will be there for people, even when no one else is there. That you will not live a life of dumping people. You will have respect. David said something in 2 Samuel 9. He began to inquire, is there anyone left in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for the sake of Jonathan? That's covenant. That's covenant. Is there anyone left? Is there anyone left? Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you this because it's a good one, so you need to hear it. One time I was in a meeting. I will not mention the state. I was in a meeting with some top ministers. We're having a conversation. And one of them said to me, he said, do you know that the Anglican church pastor he and Deboye attended as a child in Ifewara? He said, the Anglican church that he attended. He said, do you know that till date is the one paying the salary of the bishop, the venerables, and the secure, everyone, as far as that church is concerned, till tomorrow, is paying their salaries. I said, what? I said, what? Let me tell you this. Is it 1988? Is it 1988 or 1987? When Paez Gelting died? Let me tell you, because I'm not going to hold back. before Pius Gelting died, Pius Gelting, because this is church history, I don't know if you need it, but I'm going to tell you for the sake of those who need to hear it. Before Pius Gelting died, the move of God became so strong that the kind of prophecy he was giving, it was almost impossible for many not to be offended at him. But let me say this to you. It was Pastor Hie Adeboye who called. When God spoke to him that he's going to call Pius Gelting, it was Pastor Hie Adeboye who sent to Elisha. And they went to buy a very expensive coffin that they used to bury Pius Gelting. He was the one who provided that. Came down, all right, from Ebute or Mushin then, and came down to Elisha. What I'm trying to tell you is, you will find the secret of these men as commitment to covenant. It is not just about knowing how to shout. The Bible said, have respect to covenant, for the dark place of this world is full of the habitations of cruelty. That is one of the ways to escape cruelties in this life, is to be a man and a woman that have respect to covenant. Are you following what I'm saying here? I know what I'm saying, though. I know what I'm saying like I know my name. Many believers are not progressing because they are betrayers. They have no regard. Covenant holds no water before them. Those people, those women, because if we are paying, we also need to learn this. Those women who were selling things for you in credit while you were on campus, who will give you things and say, what plan do you have in your heart that as God lifts you, you will go and look for them? David went back and said, is there anyone left in the house of Saul that I may show him my loving kindness? Do you have people that you are saying, God, just bless me for their sake? Or your own definition of blessing is just to eat and have, buy clothes, do this, ride the expensive cars. What burden are you running through life with? What burden are you running through life with? Take what I'm telling you. What burden are you running through life with? Who is excited that God has preserved your life? Who is there praying, knowing fully well that God should lift you, they will not remain down? These are very powerful principles that many believers neglect. People are quick to show love when they see a person around, and they disperse. Everybody just want to get the things of their own and just climb on anybody, match, trample on anybody, just climb. Anyways, look at the case of those children. I mean, I saw a very disgusting video about this just the day before yesterday. They were working Chicken Republic. They sacked them because of irresponsibility. They employed you to be security, not to dance. Somebody picked them and sent them to school outside the country where their parents could not send them. The person, some things happened, they began to tattoo their bodies and live their lives and were drinking in clubs and were showing pictures online. People that church is sponsoring. With church money. The man of God said, at the case, naira to dollar, if you are transacting in dollar now, you know what he's saying, that we're talking about. The exchange rate is high now, there's no way we can meet up with this. Come back so we can put you in schools here. And because if you understand, that's millions of naira. They are paying. I mean, millions of naira. The boys went to leak the chat of the man who sponsored them. They now made a video and were laughing and said, we hear that you fainted. Because the man collapsed. They were laughing. My God! Are you seeing the reason why sometimes you are praying, God, why are you not lifting this person? He has seen the character. Those who helped you yesterday, what is your plan? Do you have any regard? Or your own is that once it doesn't go your way, you just demonize them and call them all the names and forget the days that they stood where no one else was. And people jump from camp to camp, and they have all the bad things to say against the man that God used to raise them. Some of you have spiritual parents that you say, God help me, that one I will not be disloyal. You to make up your mind. In the days nobody could have seen any comeliness, they stood. Let those things be big in your heart. There are husbands that the woman that suffered with them, as money comes, says she's not fine. Ah!
And you think you will do well. Because we can carry all these baggages and people are coming to the place of prayer. You wonder why prayer is not answered. Because you have no respect to covenant. That's why many believers are still struggling. That's why many are not where they should be. Because they have anti-covenant practices. I mean, I just shared two stories with you of fathers in the body of Christ. Fathers in the body of Christ. Fathers in the body of Christ. Fathers. Strong commitment. Covenant practices. I don't care what social media may say. You follow social media in this generation, you crash. Because once they are done crashing you, everybody moves on. After all, nobody asks you to listen. But you must pick your reference from the Word of God. There are patterns in front of us. There are patterns in front of us. There are patterns. There are patterns. Let me share this story. Let me share my story. At one point in my life, I could not afford to pay school fees. Things were very bad. I traveled to the village to meet one of my aunties. I explained to her. She was crying. He said, I will do anything for you. A woman is owing me money. This, let's go there. I'm sharing my personal story. Let's go to the woman. She's owing me money. Blah, blah, blah. We went to the woman. All right. We went to the woman's place, the market. Right. Just leave it. We went to the place. We talked to the woman. My money. I just stood at her looking at them. Told the woman to save her money. The woman was dribbling her. Somewhere in the market there, she broke down in tears and began to wail. I was deeply touched that this woman is doing this for me. Where she was weeping, people gathered. I'm telling you a true life story, my story. People gathered and began to say, why are you crying? This, what's happening to you? This, that. He said, look at. Is it because this boy, the father has a condition now, they can't afford to pay the school fees, that's why we are going through this? People say, how much is the money? In the market square, people began to drop 1,000. I'm telling you my story. I was looking at the whole situation like a movie. I was crying. She was crying. I said something to God that day. Till I see you in glory. This woman will never have to cry to you for what I have. It doesn't matter. See, there are people that if you despise, everything nature will fight you. It doesn't matter what it is in this life. She will not have to ask me twice. If I don't have, I will look for. Sometimes she calls me and say, I don't like to disturb you, but please, I just want to do this. I say, you can never disturb me. My commitment to you is for life. As God helps me. Have respect on covenant, Christians. Don't let's be charlatans. Have respect to covenant. Many of you are now at loggerheads with those that God used for you yesterday. Even if they were wrong, go and apologize. The Bible said a man that repays good with evil, evil will not end in his house. Go and beg them. Say, let me share a story with you. Very, very interesting story. I remember one time we had a very big problem in church. We had spent millions of naira to construct a work, wiring, everything. The building collapsed. My wife was heavy with our daughter. We had put a few money aside. We're going to go and buy things for the baby. Somebody reached out to me. He said, he's in problem, this. He wanted some money, blah, blah, blah. Begged my wife. I said, let's sow this money. Carried all the money to go and buy the baby materials. Even those of you who are not in Nigeria may not understand what that means. Packed the money and went to meet him and gave him the money. That you guys go and say to yourself, we will be fine. God will provide for us. Don't forget, we just had a crisis. It was the week of our crisis. We needed every penny we could find. So one time, the fellow called me on phone. And then he didn't know I have not ended the call. For 16 minutes. Because I was telling him not to tell somebody something. Just keep it private. you have privilege, knowledge. He was telling the person that, can you imagine, he said, I should not tell you this. That, is he saying you are a witch or what? He said, I've been observing him. He's behaving arrogantly because he feels he has money. He was telling that person. He said he will pack my shoes at the end of his life. He said, he's thinking because he gave me money. Maybe he has, that's why he gave me. Did I beg him for the money? He began to say many wicked things. 60 minutes. I was on the phone. Evil intentions. For 16 that you cannot even say on air. I listened to everything. And I said, wow, this is life. You wonder why people struggle and it looks like the hand of God is not lifting them. No regard for covenant. Many believers need to repent. You need to repent. Some of you have done, you have repaid evil with those that God used to help you. That's why you are struggling. Let 200 prophets gather until you repent. You may not really rise. God respects covenant. He respects covenant. He respects covenant. That's two principles I'm giving to you today. I'm going to stop there because of time. Maybe another day I'm going to give you one more. These are principles that they must be rooted in your life. Shout from now till tomorrow. If they are not there, you will struggle. They must be rooted in your life. They must be rooted in your life. Get rid of bitterness. Get rid of strife. Get rid of envy. Once you get into those places, you are trapped for life. You are trapped for life. Identify those that the hand of God is on their life in your generation. Never pick a fight with them. Never get into the trap of offense. Make sure you are wise. Don't be careless with your emotions. Offended everywhere. Offended. Some of you will even gang up and speak against your spiritual father. You say, and you think something won't fight you. Many believers need to be told the truth because we know how to shout, hey, God, do this. But do you know the power behind all these things? You wonder why the journey of a man is moving from glory to glory to glory. Check the covenant practices. Check the principles. Check the lifestyle. Check all those things. Some of you, everybody else, enjoy your money except your parents. Be careful. Be careful of the lifestyle you are building. Have respect to covenant. Have respect. I believe God wants me to instruct you this morning. Have respect to covenant. Have respect. And let me say this to you. If God uses you to do good for anybody and they repay you with evil, don't stop doing good. But that's where your liberation is also. Don't say, now I'm done, I'm tired. I will continue. This might just be the wrong person. However, I'm doing what I'm doing by revelation. You set your heart like this. Nobody can bring you down. No devil anywhere. Because God is going to make sure you keep going higher and higher. And I decree in the name of Jesus Christ that you receive the spirit of wisdom. Again, I decree you receive the spirit of wisdom. You know what to do. The lot of the wicked will not fall on you. Their sword will not rest on you. No devil will bring you down. No devil will bring you down. You will not crash. Now listen, those who are waiting for you to crash so they can laugh, they will wait in vain. Your amen is very weak.
Amen.
Those who are waiting for you to crash so they can trample on you. I'm telling you that people, that's why I wrote something recently on Facebook. I said, life is not Nollywood. Good people don't always win. And that's why you pray. Pray against unreasonable men. Unreasonable men with wicked intentions. It's not enough to have a good heart. Let me say this to you as a balance. There are people that you have to choose to love from afar. Access to your family is... I watch a story online. A boy was homeless. A man took him to his house. spoke with him, said, I'm going to sponsor you to school. Don't worry, just come and stay with me. Don't worry. What you could not accomplish before, you will accomplish it. That same night, did he poison or stabbed the man in his sleep? He didn't offend him, just helped him. He stabbed the man, multiple stabs in his sleep, and then drove away the car. How much is car compared to your helper? But it doesn't matter how much evil is in this world. It will not fall on you. Your life will not be snatched. It will not fall on you. Again, I said it will not fall on you. Again, I say it will not fall on you. Again, I say it will not fall on you. In the name of Jesus. Some of you have felt betrayed. Some of you have felt bad. So you stop doing the good things. Say, after all, what will people pay you back with? No, don't stop. Don't stop. Go back to those things. Go back. And don't live in self-pity. And say, after all, no. Due to do what you are doing by revelation. Don't live in self-pity. Because just the moment after self-pity comes pride. Say, I'm the only one who is doing all this. No, you are not the only one. You have the privilege from God to do it. Are you following? I'm trying to be balanced with you this morning. Be a grateful person. Have respect to covenant. Don't repay good with evil. Say, it's not like I have anything against the person. No. Yes, it was nice to me, but it was nice to me. But actually, there are lifestyles that once you set in motion, you'll be too heavy for flight. Too heavy for flight. Anybody who knows what destiny is does not make a hasty decision. You calm down. Separate emotions from issues. You decide through the lens of scriptures. This will not be possible if you are not praying. Through the lens of scriptures. Sometimes many things have happened to me that I could be offended. I'll just tell the devil, I will not be offended though. I faced some issues. The moment the issue was over, I was just done. I just went on YouTube and played Pastor Paul's message about offense. I just sat down with the message. By the time I was done, all the propensity to be angry had left. I just said, thank God I've jumped and passed. Never go through life with offense. The offended is always fenced. Those you are offended at, they will keep going higher and higher and higher. Don't be offended at anybody. Celebrate people. Celebrate their wins. Enjoy what God is doing in other people's life. Love them regardless. Don't say, hey, I know God is here. However, thank God for the persons. Somebody came to greet me in church. He came to ask me questions about church growth. And when he was done, shook hands with me with a charm in his hands. He's an apostle. I held his hand. I looked at him. Why? You came to ask questions to grow. What? This is charm in your hand. I just looked at him. I said, this is the wickedness of the sons of men. From that day, I love him, but from afar. Pray. This world is full of wickedness. Pray. Man, I'm telling you, pray. This world is full of wickedness. Pray. Somebody might be asking questions and the person looking for a way to strike. That's why you pray that all the evil intentions of men will collapse before your very eyes. That's why I'm praying for you. For surely they shall gather. But as many as are gathered, not concerning the counsel of God, will be scattered. Amen. All the effort of the kingdom of darkness will bring you down. It comes to nothing. Amen. It comes to nothing. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Beg you in the name of Jesus. You can do it through God who strengthens you. That there is no human being on earth that you are offended at. No human being. That doesn't mean you are everywhere. You know your lane. But the devil cannot pin you and say, this one, they are keeping malice. I've told people, there are many matters in the body of Christ. You tell me, so and so and so person, blah, blah, blah. Ah, he's a good person. You are a good person too. I will not fight another person's battle. Because God can use this person to bless me. God can use you too to bless me. Never live a life of offense. Don't, once you get it, you begin to shrink. In fact, if you go and listen to the video I shared and go on my Instagram. All right. Reasons why, can't remember that video again. Just go and check on my Instagram, a recent video. People literally die because of offense. They die. They are exposed to a variety of demons. Their life shut down. Never get offended. Never get offended. Just keep living your life. Loving everyone. Those you can bring close, bring close. Those that will be from a distance. Let it be from a distance. You owe every man love, not association. Not you go and learn this. I recommend the book, Kenneth Hagin book on love. Let me check the book. I recommend that book for you. Go and get that book. It will help you. You know how to do love work. Love work. You walk in love. You walk, love the way to victory or something like that. Go and get, you need that book. You begin to walk in love. You walk in love. Never become cold. These are secrets. So they were not just here every day praying and people are not getting results. There are secrets to all these things. There are secrets to all these things. You do this, you're going to see yourself progressing. It doesn't matter the trap people set before you. You are going to see that you keep jumping above all those traps. Oh yes. And nobody can cut your life short. Are you following what I'm saying here? I said nobody can cut your life short. Very, very important. Yeah, this is the book. Love the Way to Victory. I recommend this book. Let's get this book. Get it. And sit down and master the art of walking in love. And you will see the finger of God. I stretch my hands towards all of you and I cover you with the blood of Jesus. You and your entire household with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that is rising against you in judgment is condemned. You will finish well. It doesn't matter the evil intention of the sons of men. You will always overcome. You will always overcome. You will always overcome. Their desires will not come to pass over your life. Oh no. Their desires will not come to pass over your life. You will always win. In the name of Jesus. It is done.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA.